Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina. Yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. A Louisville has their new head coach version of the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And Jody, Jeff Brohm is coming home.
Did you know Jeff Brohm played at in Louisville? Did you know he was from Louisville?
Is that name that we keep seeing up there next in the honored numbers ring? Is that who that is?
That is who that is. And
number 11.
He is coming home. Number 11 is back. And I'm super ecstatic. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch how this unfolds. We thought it would happen in 2018. It didn't happen. And what a strange way to get from last Sunday to now, Michael, here on a Wednesday afternoon. And I mean, you and I were excited about this week because there was a lot of official visits and all kind of transfer portal stuff and everything going on. And I haven't even thought about official visits or transfer portal yet. We'll get to that in a minute, but crazy stuff going on.
Yeah. And obviously news broke on Wednesday afternoon that it was basically becoming official. You know, you reported how he talked to his team up at Purdue and let them know that, hey, you know, I'm heading down to Louisville and really tip of the hat for him doing that as well. Not all coaches do. How can you not be excited that Jeff Brohm is coming back to Louisville, a guy that obviously, as we mentioned, played here. He's been an assistant coach, offensive coordinator. He's done it all. And something that has impressed me through it all, whether it be, while he was a quarterback at Louisville, overcoming injuries or whatever, leading Louisville to big victories, or when he became the head coach at Western Kentucky and kind of, taking that to a level that no one ever expected and goes to Purdue and pretty much does the same thing. I mean, he's coming off an appearance in the Big Ten championship game. So everywhere he's been, be it a player or a coach, he is always out to prove what he can do with his team, whether it's a player or a coach, and he's always succeeded at it. So I'm excited to see what he does. We've seen what he's done offensively at Western. He threw up some crazy numbers. We've seen what he's done at Purdue and with a walk-up, former walk-on quarterback, mind you. To see what he could do in his hometown, to bring that attitude and that determination to Louisville and get the thing rolling, it's pretty exciting. I mean, I think there's a lot of reason for people to renew their tickets. We've already seen people on our site talking about renewing tickets, buying tickets. It's on Twitter as well and other social media avenues. People are excited, Jody.
Michael, there's so many things. There's so many things. And here's one of them that I don't think, it's not the forefront, but for me, a guy who has grown up around the family, a guy who's known them for a long time, and a guy who has also been in, I covered high school sports here in this town that's all I covered for 20 years. And, for me, it's a local guy who did well when he was in high school, when he was in college, when he was playing professional baseball for 2 years, all kinds of different things that he's done and his family have done. And now to see them in charge of this program, him in charge of this program with the family right there, it's crazy. And I know I said that, I had it. We talked about it on the board, and I had it in my story, my quote from Howard Schnellenberger. But I just have to believe that coach he's got his pipe and it's going pretty strong up top up somewhere, looking down today, and he's just a smiling and it's exciting. It's exciting for everybody.
It is. I mean, to kind of get back to that Howard Schnellenberger foundation that he built, you know, we know the dream, the national championship, you know, collision course story. And to have that quarterback, that Jeff Brohm, that local product come back to kind of make sure that everything's on that foundation and fall in the footsteps of the coach that brought him into the college game. It certainly would have been, awesome to, you know, if Howard could have been around, you know, on this planet to see Jeff when he gets the job, but certainly smiling down from above for sure with this big moment. And Jody, I mean, you know, the family, and, you know, I've gotten to know them, you know, decently over the years as well. And I can't imagine what the excitement level must be, you know, in Oscar's home, and how Greg and Brian obviously are feeling, and, you know, and everybody else that's real close to the Brohm family. I mean, I can't imagine what it's like amongst them right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's understated to say euphoria. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't think it's understated to say maybe still a little stunned because you know, Jeff, he, from everything that I know and seen and have heard and all that, he wasn't lying on Monday when he had his press conference with his AD at Purdue talking about the Citrus Bowl. He wasn't lying when he said, you know, he saw things unfold on Twitter and was getting messages from different people on Twitter. And he didn't know what was going on. You know, he didn't have any clue when he woke up Monday morning that the Louisville job would be open. He had a list of visits that he made this week. He still went and made those visits on Monday, on Tuesday, and was, you know, by Tuesday night, he was looking like he was going to be the Louisville coach. And by Wednesday afternoon, it was all done and sealed up. That's how fast this thing went. And that's how crazy this thing went. So I think as far as the family, as we were talking about the euphoria part, there is still a little bit of stun, a little bit of shock. And I know they're excited. They're pumped up. And there's a lot of people. And I expect this thing only to get better and better, hopefully. And we have a lot to talk about, and we'll get into some other stuff, but I do expect, like, I do think that you're going to see a bump in the interest. I think it's going to continue to rise. I think you have to try to keep this recruiting class together. Look, there's 14 guys. What's the chances of keeping all 14? Probably not. You know, not too much over, 50-60% on keeping them all. So I think it's 50-50 to keep them all. But if you can keep 10 to 12 of these 14 and the core group of them, you keep them, then I think you're winning and you build off of that and this thing could just explode. From what I understand from several sources, it's been a little easier the last 24 hours to maybe get some NIL help. If you know what I mean, there's checkbooks that have been opening a little bit, and maybe what they weren't.
Yeah, it's funny how something like that can make an impact. Like Josh Hurd was talking to us, you know, at the press conference on Monday, and he mentioned, "Hey, we got 60,000 seats to fill." And you know, as I mentioned earlier, we're seeing people talk about renewing their season tickets or getting tickets that they had canceled and things like that. And what you're saying on the NIL point, you know, echoes that as well. I mean, the interest level, the excitement level. It would have been there if they would have hired somebody that wasn't part of the first family of Louisville football and didn't have a prior connection to the University of Louisville. There would have been excitement just as there was when Scott Satterfield or whoever else before Charlie Strong. And, you know, whenever you have a new coach, there's some excitement. But when it's somebody that's, you know, that has the resume, you know, of not just playing and being at Louisville, but being part of this city like Jeff and the Brohm family are. I mean, that's going to take, you know, excitement level to a whole nother stratosphere. So I suspect the ticket office is probably a little bit busier than they would expect it to be normally this time of year, unless it was for bowl sales. So, you know, there's a lot of excitement to go around and rightfully so. And getting back to the recruiting aspect, I mean, obviously it's currently sitting as one of the best or the best Louisville has ever had. And obviously they've got to wrap that up, you know, come December 21st. But like you, I mean, to this point, you know, they're still all holding firm. You know, like you, I expect a couple to peel off. I mean, that's just natural. What's a little unnatural is how nobody has to this point. You know, which speaks volumes of what the program has to offer, speaks volumes of what the NIL for the program has to offer. You know, so there's a lot for, you know, a lot of positives that Jeff is coming into as a head coach here at Louisville, certainly much better than it was when we thought he was coming in 2018.
Yeah. It's different, Michael. Like, so the timing is better for Jeff right now. You know, and look, he had just gotten that recruiting class that included Rondale Moore. He was really close to those guys and had done a great job of getting that class. And he was like, you know, he just didn't, it was a tough decision for him to leave. That's what makes him such a great hire for anybody. You know what I mean? You want your coach who's torn about going back home and coaching your alma mater and not wanting to leave the guys who you just recruited and who you told you would be there. But now 6 years into it, you know, the conference is changing around, the schedule gets more difficult at Purdue each and every year. It's the right time and enough for a number of different reasons for him to do this and make this. And it just really weird how it worked out. And it's done. If I go to bed tonight, finally, I'm going to pinch myself and think like, oh my gosh, like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, this has actually happened. And I think you're going to see a bunch of people jump back in the boat. Okay, let's start with.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's start with the time, what everything's going on. I think you're going to see the contract is about what people are saying. When it's all said and done, it's going to be 6 years. There's going to be some built-in things to where it could be longer depending on the success that he has in those years. It's going to be a guaranteed contract to where, you know, he probably could have made – well, there's no probably. He would have and could have made more money at Purdue if he wanted to stay there, and he decided to come here. As far as – the assistants, I've heard the assistant pool is really good from what they've got, the money that they can hire from. So I think that is a big, big deal. I do not think he'll bring everybody from Purdue. I think it's a little early to totally speculate on all those guys. I think it's pretty obvious that two of his Purdue staff members will come with him, and their last name is Brahm, you know? So I put on the board, I think Brian will definitely come as the OC if he doesn't get a head coaching job, because I do think Brian Brahm is going to be an absolute fantastic head coach at some point someday. And I do think his name's going to come up, you know, in this cycle. And Greg Brahm, I don't know. He's had so many titles over the year. He just gets it done. And I think, you know, he could move back into his old role as chief of staff, executive director, whatever he was called when he was here before. And he could kind of move back into that role. So I expect those two to come. We'll get into other ones. Michael, I don't know. I think the first order of duty for Jeff is he's got the recruiting thing is where you got to go. You got to talk to the team, got to make sure that the, you know, that the guys know you're here and that you care for them, and now you're their guy. You know what I mean? He's your guy and you're his guy and all that kind of good stuff that you normally do. I think Pete Nocta and Coach Hove, as we call him, John Heron, are the two guys that he has to, you know, talk with, and hopefully he hits it off with them first and they get going. And just continue to move. I think that probably will happen, but I don't know for sure if it does. And then I think he gets out recruiting.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that, you know, the moment he gets introduced and he goes in and signs the actual paper and everybody gives the approval, has the introductory press conference, that, yeah, your point, he goes recruiting is, you know, probably right on the priority list. Let's say you're Jeff Brohm, and you've talked about a little bit about this on the insider board at Cardinal Authority, and we've just finished that introductory press conference. Where are you going? Are you staying local? Are you hopping on a plane? Where are you going? I know what you're going to say, but where do you think he's going?
Well, I'm probably going to Texas and California first. Here's the weird thing. Couple weird things about it. First of all these guys can make another official visit. They won't have any official visits this weekend. He'll get out on the road, from the expectation that I've been told. There's only four there. There are six spots open for recruiting on the staff right now. Now, you've got to have already passed your recruiting stuff and you got to get a waiver from the NCAA. But there's six coaches short right now as far as assistants are concerned. So Pete Nocta and John Heron can get waivers and go on the road this weekend, is what, if he hires them and he wants them and everything goes
and
like
they it, say yes. Yeah.
And they say yes, that could happen. I am anticipating that Jeff probably would go to Texas first, and that to see Reuben Owens and then go to California. Owens, I say, because Louisville hasn't used that visit this week. Remember, some of those coaches were on the road Monday when all this went down. So there's some logistics that you can only go visit a prospect one time in a week. So there's that is concerned here. But Scott Satterfield and Darrell Sims were leaving the airport in Louisville at 10 o'clock on Monday morning to go to Texas to be with Reuben Owens that day. That obviously didn't happen. So they could use one this week. You still have one left over for next week if you get a running backs coach and then he goes down there. You know, so you got it. It's a big giant piece, a puzzle piece. So there's a lot of things that go into it. You know, so yeah, I would anticipate he goes to Texas, and then the guys from Bosco play on Saturday. Yep. So it's a perfect opportunity for him, you know, to go see those guys and get that. And then next week, you know, there's a bowl game on Saturday, but Michael, it doesn't affect Coach Brohm. I mean,
yeah,
obviously he wants his new team and his alma mater to win, but he ain't gonna be on the sidelines. And so they can host these recruits on official visits and have a game watch party and kind of have some fun doing that kind of thing. So I anticipate that's what they try to do.
You know, and that's huge that the NCAA allows, you know, guys that are committed to programs to, if the coach they committed to departs, that they can take another official visit. That's absolutely huge. And to be able to, even though Louisville's in that bowl game, the Fenway Bowl against Cincinnati, how wild is that? You know, it works out perfectly. I remember before this happened, we were like, how are they going to do all this? This is just horrible for, you know, the prior staff's recruiting efforts and the timing and everything. Well, now it's kind of great, actually. It worked out quite well, as the Jeff Brohm and his new staff can stay at home and host just about everybody. And how fantastic is it to get, you know, hopefully all 14 of those in for another official visit that weekend, instead of opening the door to where even more of them could potentially go visit somewhere else, which I suspect some will this coming weekend. To me, the timing, which initially looked pretty poor, you know, kind of helps out now with the coaching change.
It really does. And especially helps out that they can come in for those visits and all that. So there's a lot to go down, a lot to happen, but there's a new coach at Louisville and it's Jeff Brohm. Number 11's coming back. I can you imagine how cool that's going to be?
Let's play some football, right?
When he Can you imagine though, when he walks out of that for the first time? Obviously the first game, it kind of sucks a little bit. The first game's on the road next year. But hey, it's in Atlanta and it's in the dome. I mean, can you imagine that place is going to be crowded, because we'll have a big, there'll be a lot of people that want to go down there and see that. So Michael, you and I will keep an eye on the transfer portal. We're going to keep an eye on, I do hate losing Luke Kandra. I do expect he'll go to Cincinnati and kind of stinks or whatever, but I hate that. Yeah. But we'll keep an eye on the portal. We'll keep an eye on the coaches and let you know what we hear. And we'll have all kind of reaction. I just put up stories about Jeff's coaching career and his playing career. There's all kind of stuff that we've got up on our site, and it's happened. It's here, and there's a new coach. As Coach Schnellenberger told me, it's going to happen one day. And guess what? It happened today. Today was the only variable was time, and today it was that time, Michael.
There you go. Love it. And it's still kind of surreal that, that it's finally happened. And, exciting days are certainly ahead. Looking forward to the introductory press conference. Of course, we'll be there, wrapping up. How's the early signing period go? We'll continue to have that covered in depth at Cardinal Authority. So hang on and keep visiting and clicking at Cardinal Authority, because there's plenty more to come, Jody.
Yep. Talk to you soon. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling, new coach at Louisville. Keep clicking, keep reading, and guess what? He'll be introduced very soon. Jeff Brohm, the new head coach. We'll see you later.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.